Welcome to the Dag Heward Mills podcast. Dag Heward Mills podcast is a broadcast outreach of Dag Heward Mills Ministries, which has the duty to bring you the very best from the vast teaching archive of healing evangelist, best-selling author, and megachurch pastor, Dag Heward Mills. This Saturday's Mackinac message has been taken from the camp God Requireth That Which Is Past, which was preached to university students in Mampong, Ghana in 2014. The title of today's session is God Requireth You to Be Anointed. From today's message, Bishop Dag will help you discover the key traits that you have to develop and grow in order to become an anointed vessel for God. Today's teaching will help you learn the things that God expects from you as a Christian if you want His precious Holy Spirit to influence your life and ministry. You are becoming more anointed as you receive revelation and wisdom from today's blessed word.
Now listen, how do you step deeper into the anointing? You step deeper into the anointing by stepping into each of the seven spirits of God, one at a time. The deeper, what are the seven spirits that people have different ways of counting? Spirit of wisdom, understanding, counsel, might, fear of the Lord. Have I missed our knowledge? And then the spirit of the Lord himself. Well, some people count it differently also, but they are all spirits. And you find other spirits, spirits of truth, spirit of revelation, and so on. They are mentioned in the New Testament. So depend on how you look at it. So the more you step into knowledge, the more you are stepping into the anointing. Oh yeah. Yeah. The more you are stepping into anointing, the more you step into knowledge, the more you step into wisdom, the more you are stepping into a certain level of anointing. Look, God is too big. Look, the power of God is not just somebody falling down. That is something. It's a manifestation. And it's not just a feeling of goosebumps. Okay? And it is a manifestation of the power of God in your life. And the power of God manifests itself through these things. And you must believe weak-looking things are powerful. Weak-looking things are very powerful. Yeah. You see Germans playing football and you say, oh, they don't know how to play. They don't have whatever. But knowledge makes you far more powerful. Take a lion or a tiger. I mean, they are powerless before human beings because of our knowledge. Every elephant, we can put him to sleep. We just do and you sleep. Through knowledge and wisdom. Wisdom strengtheneth a man more than 10 mighty men strengtheneth a city. Do you understand? Makes you strong. Why do white people rule over black people? Because of the knowledge they have. Can you make an Ebola vaccine? We are dependent on them. They have to come and care for us. We are helpless. But we don't know so many things. So in the spiritual realm and in the place of anointing, knowledge is very, very important. And not just knowledge of God, but knowledge. Knowledge really helps, really, really changes where you stand. Where you stand. Knowledge. In every area. That is why you must be educated. Even if you want to be in the ministry, education is good for you to be in the ministry. It's a good to know things. So when you step into knowledge, you are stepping further into the power of God. Yeah. You look at even healing. When you know that when I wash my hands, it will deliver me from something. Do you understand? It's as if the miracle power of God has worked to bring healing to you. It has, the effect is the same. Just washing your hands. I mean, developing amoxicillin or augmentin or ampicillin or penicillin. It's as though a great miracle power, an angel has come down from heaven to stop the plague that was killing, the bubonic plague that was killing and killed 1/3 of everybody in Europe. Can you imagine this Ebola wiping out 1/3 of everybody in West Africa? That's what happened in Europe with the plague. It wiped out huge areas. People were wiped out. The Pope in one of the cities, he when the thing came there, he said that if he stays within a fire, he will be saved. So he lighted a fire. One of the, either a bishop or the Pope, he lighted a fire and lived inside the fire to protect himself from the plague. They didn't know what to do. Everybody who died, when they touch you, they also get it. And they were carrying the dead. And when they carry the dead, you also get it. You go back home. Then it depends, just like Ebola. If you read, you can Google it and read about it. The plague of Europe. There are different estimates of how many people it killed. Even John Calvin, he was actually a Frenchman. But there was so much plague in France and in Paris that he ran away to Switzerland. That's how he went to Switzerland and established the church in Switzerland, in Geneva, Calvin. But he's actually a Frenchman. The people were running everywhere to escape from this plague. Can you imagine if 1/3 of West Africa, means the whole of Ghana, Guinea, Liberia, like most of the people killed by one disease? So it's like a spirit of death. So knowledge, it's almost like a supernatural power comes into your life. So if you want to grow in the power and the anointing, grow in knowledge. Growing, no, it is increasing. That's why you have to be reading. There must be a Christian book you are reading all the time. There must be a Bible, part of the Bible you are reading all the time. And there must be a biography that you are reading all the time. Oh yes, knowledge. Knowledge. Yeah. And that is why even films can really help you. Even also, because a lot of films are based on true life events. For instance, if you want to know what Secret Service technology is at work, you can see the ones that are used in films are a few years old. Like let's say maybe 3 years or 4 years it has been in the system already. Then it comes in a film. And you see them doing things. Remember Enemy of the State? The guy was being followed everywhere and they were monitoring him. It's an old film. And all those things were there at that time. And they were real. So knowledge. And then step deeper into wisdom. For you to step into the anointing. I'm showing you how to go into the anointing now. I'll show you how to walk worthy of the anointing. But I'm now showing you how to go deeper. Go into wisdom. Wisdom is how to do things. Wisdom is how to. You see, I was talking to the medical students and doctors. God has revealed to me and shown me that many of them cannot prosper after qualifying. So now you need wisdom to carefully understand how to use the grace of God that has made you into a doctor to prosper and to do well in life, because just finishing that school is not going to make you prosper. No way. Understanding. Try to get the same thing over and over again so that you understand it better. When you sing a song once, you don't understand. When you sing it again and again, then you see that you understand. When I put little Priscilla up to sing, at a certain point when she was singing the song, then she made a certain move, and I knew that she understood the song that she was singing. Well, you put people there to sing, so that they don't understand what they are singing. Just even you can see the person is trying to remember the words. It all affects the song and the flow. Yeah. So the more you read the same thing again, Like you say, oh, I've read this book, Bishop, I've read all his books. But you don't have understanding. Even the books you've read, you don't understand it very well. But as you keep going over, like even what I'm preaching, I'll say that it's quite a little dark for you to know how is it that tolerance and humility and all that are the main thing that you should do when you've received the anointing. But you see, you wouldn't know. That if you really stay around for some time, you realize that, look, when you don't have those things, all doesn't work at all. If everybody who comes into my life, I was attacking the people and they ran away from me, what would be left of me in the ministry? Even how to use the iPad, somebody has to teach me. Yeah, because I don't know how to do it. I've never used a computer before. I've never owned a laptop before. I've never used one before. I don't know how to do anything. Everything that all the things somebody does, people know how to do things. I will be empty without people. Yeah. So you can't flow with this, you can't flow with this, you can't flow with this. You can't say, I don't flow with girls, I don't flow with boys. You need both boys and girls. Boys and girls are needed for everything to work. If we were only boys here, it wouldn't even be nice. The camp wouldn't even be nice. If there were only boys here, it would be like some men's prison. Are you shivering? Somebody should give this lady, something to wear. Brother, donate your... You want to take off the wet one? You can go there, take off the wet, change. If your beloved was here, he would have helped you. Oh. Natural air conditioner. Tell somebody, I'm going deeper into wisdom. Knowledge. Yeah. And what? Understanding. Understanding the electorate, it is the same thing again and again. Yeah. You see, I've been talking to you about the anointing, but I don't read anything. I'm just talking to you. Yeah, I'm answering. It's like question time when they go talking point and they're asking questions. Yeah. I'm not reading anything to you, I'm explaining it to you. So it's like I have a deeper understanding of what I'm talking about. And that's what's going to happen to you. You are going to have understanding. Remember that riches come to men of understanding. Yeah. I'm trying to help you to step into anointing. Yeah. Even films, when you watch them, you see that they are taking you deep. For me, watching even animals has made me have a great higher knowledge of so many things. Yeah, just watching. When the Bible says, and I came to see that the sons of men might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalleth the sons of men befalleth beasts. The same thing that animals do is what we are doing. And you realize that our shyness about things is because of our sin. Oh yes. No cow, no tiger, no lion, no camel, no horse feels shy to have sex. You, because of evil in you, yes, see it as evil. Even to give somebody a hug, you shoulder the person because of your sins. Yeah. Because the front of your breast, you feel that it's a weapon. Yes. Because you have used it as a weapon. And you know yourselves. Hey! How many brothers have experienced that weapon before? How many have had that weapon to be used on you before? Wow. But when you are pure, all things are pure. When your mind is tainted, yeah, you cannot. Everything. The more it, sometimes people marry because of their past. When they marry and they enter the room, they become frozen. Yeah. They are incapable of motion. Because immediately it's like, I am back to a prostitute. So, but you are not. This time you are married. But it's just like the prostitute I used to visit. Yeah. Just like I've always been going to prostitutes. This one looked just like the prostitute. One prostitute I asked, her name Frida. This looked just like her. Wow. And it's your sin paralyzes you. You see girls who are jumping all over the place, having sex when they marry, and their husbands are trying. It's like, no. And it's like they see it as their sin that they are continuing. So let's get rid of that sin consciousness so that we can walk in purity and holiness. Like I showed you, you watch murderers and clap for them. You even have your favorite murderer. Some of you, your favorite murderer is Steven Seagal. He's your favorite murderer. You have your specialist. You like the way he kills. This is the person, how he kills is the one you prefer. What is the man in Die Hard? Die Hard, what is that guy? Bruce Willis. Some of you, your favorite murderer is Bruce Willis. He's your favorite killer. You have special killers who you like. Who is the one who beats people like this? Steven Seagal. Yeah, that's how he beats. And these are your favorite killers. I like the way he kills and breaks them. Wow. No mercy, isn't it? So, knowledge, understanding, and counsel. Spirit of counsel, advice. Think about it. I've done medicine. I've been to this University of Ghana Medical School before. I finished. 7 years, 2 years. I finished. I came out. And I have several people that have also finished that school. And I know where they are and where they are working. And I can compare my life with the life of those people. I must have some advice to give to somebody who is now entering or now in the thing. By all means. And that is the spirit of counsel, or it's even the anointing that is coming to your life. You know, now when I look at my life, I realize that just following the Holy Spirit has changed my life completely. It has changed my life so much. So much. I've been delivered from so many things. Just following the Spirit of God. So the Spirit of God direction is really a deliverance from many, many, many evils. Yeah. Yeah. So brothers and sisters, step deeper. Step into knowledge. Step into wisdom, understanding, counsel. You need more, more. That's why you see me holding the torch. And currently I'm reading the torch and the sword. I'm always reading one of Regenerate. I understand his books. It ministers to me. The same book over and over. I don't want it to get finished. I want him to write more. And among his books, there are some books that are very powerful to me. When I read it, like God is speaking to me. Yeah, I get knowledge, understanding, revelation, knowledge. It's the anointing in my life. Yeah. Even when I watch Kenneth Hagin's funeral, are you ready to show? When I watch Kenneth Hagin's funeral, I got a lot of understanding, knowledge. It even guided me. When I listened to somebody's testimony, I said, wow. Amen. What an amazing revelation. You want to watch it?
Yes.
You can't watch all. You can just watch a few minutes because it's a long thing. I'll show you before we close. No problem. Charlie, are you getting deeper into the anointing?
Yes.
Get deeper into counsel. Like when there's advice, like I want to go deeper into this advice that is coming. I want to be deep into that advice. Yeah. Deep into that advice. Yeah. Advice is, you feel throughout this life you don't have advice. But I don't know much about you. How can I advise you? Do you understand? Let's say you are going to this. I don't know where you are. I don't know what hospital you are going. I don't know how many weeks. I don't know whether the baby's head is down or up. Do you understand? So I cannot advise. If I find out that your baby's legs are down, that the head is up here, and the legs are down, like he's coming like a karate player, I say, look, I'll show you something to do. I say, yeah, don't do that. So how can I advise when I don't know much? Huh? Therefore, few people can advise you in your life. Because few people know much about you. Therefore, what's your name? Nathan, stand up. How can I advise you? How can I don't even know his name. I have to keep asking his name to get his name. What's your name? Nathan. Okay, Nathan. How can I have even one word of advice? So that's what I'm saying. You are hearing, so sometimes you may have to pick from the preaching that this one is advice. Or if you get the privilege to be close enough and you hear advice, like when I met with the medical students, and I suddenly realized I was giving them, trying to give them some advice about, Charlie, this school that you are going to, may it be a blessing to you in the end. And may you understand the vanishing point that is right ahead of you. Yeah. Are you listening to me? Are you sure you are listening to me? Yeah. So, I don't know who's ever going to advise you. But I pray that God will bless you with that. But that is also like anointing is coming to your life when somebody gives you advice. Yeah. One day a brother came to me and said, Bishop, help me to choose a wife. And through that question, a power entered his life, which even I don't think he knows the kind of power that has entered his life by that counsel that I gave him. Because you wouldn't really know some things until you see either bad ones or you experience a bad one, then you will know. But like this brother who had three or four sisters and chose one, and has seen the marriages of the other sisters, he realized that, Charlie, I got a peaceful one. Out of three sisters or four sisters, I got the peaceful one. This one is beating her husband every day. This one is moody every day. This one is doing something else. This one is just peaceful. Wow. How would you know? And do you think the mother will ever tell you? The mother wants all her daughters to marry, so you like my... She's very nice. And then they'll usher her to you, cry. The beast. When the problem comes, they'll say, it'll be okay. Pray. Just pray about it. Those are how... That's how marriage is. It's small. Counsel. Understanding. Knowledge. Wisdom. Fear of the Lord. You fear God. The more you step into fearing God, yeah. When you fear God, your prayer will be more of thy will be done than what you are asking God. You know, recently I was praying to God about something. I'll ask the Lord, Lord, do this. But when I finish praying that, the next prayer is, Lord, that thy will be done. So when I was praying, I was saying, Lord, is it that I'm not a man of faith? Then the Lord showed me, no, you are a man of absolute faith. Rather than a man of faith, when you pray that thy will be done, Because when you tell somebody, whatever you choose, like if you tell me, choose a wife for you, you say, what? Anybody you choose in the church, I'll marry the person. Well, what are you telling the person? I have absolutely, whatever you choose, it's as if I am going to marry you. I should choose. Hey, even the person really has absolute confidence in me. Would you entrust yourself that, Bishop, choose any man. Stand up and look at anybody here. I should choose one for you. Will you marry the person? Oh, now let's submissive. Instead of saying, of course, my daddy, of course, Bishop, I like what you like. She's smiling at me. How about AJ? Come. Now you are famous. Huh? Your quarrelsomeness has made you famous. I chose anybody, will you accept the person?
Yes, Daddy, I would.
She has the past questions. Are you sure? You are sure? There's no joke here. I should just bring the person now.
Huh? I would.
Any boy here that I choose. See me after church. See me after church. Go and sit down. Wow. So faith and absolute faith, they are different things. And when you pray, Lord, thy will be done, you are saying, I believe that you answer my prayer, but I believe more that what you think is right. And then I like your choices, your power and your will. I like it. That's the fear of the Lord. Yeah, God is good. If God decides he should live, it is good. If he decides he should die, it is good. If he decides this, it is good. If he decides this, it is good. That's God's power. And I believe fully in God. That's the spirit of the fear of the Lord. Yeah. Wow. Yeah. So, as you get more into these areas, you are getting more into the anointing. More, you fear God more. More spiritual. More understanding. More knowledge. More wisdom. You start to know how to. More. Yeah. You are going to be more. You are getting more anointed. You are like a powerful person. Think about it. You know. You go to a tribe where they don't know how to do anything. And there you come with your medicines. You just give one medicine. The person gets well. I give you one tablet and then you sleep. It's like magic. I give you sleep and when I open you can't even wake up. I have one tablet to give you. That's all. I just give you one thing, you don't feel pain anymore. I just give you one tablet, you feel well. It's like magic, knowledge. Knowledge. So when people say they are spiritual and it's like, oh, as for knowledge and learning, they are not. No, but it's like what happens when they not have knowledge and they learn and they do science, they say that there is no God in the end. That's what makes their knowledge useless. So me, I believe in the knowledge fully. Even when we travel with the crusade, we go with full medical. There are times that we have done like small emergency. We have like a small emergency medical ward with us. That we can resuscitate somebody, treat emergency, different types of emergency. As we are going like that, we are all doctors and we have all those things with us. Although we pray. It's also like, it's like it blocks. I remember one night, middle of the night, we were dealing with some emergency like that. And it's like the enemy wants to kill somebody. And it's like you are blocking it by, not by even prayers, but it's like the knowledge you are using. It's as if it blocks the enemy. And it does. Because it is the anointing. Yeah. So friends, one day somebody was going on a journey and he called what he called, said, I've seen a skeleton on the road at a certain junction holding calabash. It's waiting to drink the blood of the people who are coming on the road. Do you see? Now, Ghana roads are very narrow. You see a bus passing by another one, left with just 2 inches. This one is good. And your car will even shake like that. Eh? And there's no light. No street light from here to Kumasi. When they just build another road with separating the going and the coming. Do you see? It will be as though the skeleton holding the calabash to drink blood has been bound. Yeah. So it's like knowledge or wisdom. Do you understand? It's almost, that's why white people don't believe when we pray. Because God gives basic knowledge and basic wisdom that cancels all apparent demonic juju and things with just some basic knowledge. Yeah, so like this Ebola virus thing, if you just joke with it right now, you are going to have a serious problem. If you are a doctor, you know, one thing I will pray about it and God will use you, you go to touch it. Look, people are wearing goggles and raincoats and other things before they touch this thing. Yeah, and still they get the disease. And spread it. So let us get deeper into knowledge. Charlie, you must be readers. Don't be a fool. Get into reading. Don't sit there and say, I know what is there. You do not. Even if you know, you don't understand it well. You say, oh, I've read Steps to the Anointing. So stand here. I'll put you here for 2 days with 200 people and just answer questions or just talk about the anointing without reading any book or referring to any Bible. And let's see whether you really understand the anointing. Are you listening to me? Is it fantastic and powerful? Is it wonderful and supernatural? And super fantastic? Yeah. Tell somebody, I'm going into knowledge. Yeah, I'm going into wisdom. I'm going into understanding. I'm going into counsel. And at the same time, I'm going into the fear of the Lord. Aha, that is where you depart from the wisdom of the world and you keep with the wisdom that is of God. Because with all these things that you have, you believe in God, that God is the one in charge. That's the difference. You understand? The difference between the wisdom of the world where they have no respect for God and the wisdom that makes you, like it looks like the power of God, is the fear of God component. That's why that fear of God component is very important. Yes, you have discovered augmented, but you believe that God is the one at the end of the day. Who is the one healing you? It is God, not augmenting. And it is God who has shown you augmenting. And every time man tries to show his independence of God, God shows man that, I'll show you that there is something you have no answer for. I'll show you something you have no answer for. Are you listening to me? Wow. Okay. Tell your neighbor, I'm walking worthy. I'm increasing in the knowledge of God. Number 10, become stronger spiritually. Amen. Number 11, be steadfast in full-time ministry. Steadfast. When I came into full-time ministry, I've never gone back. I'm steady. I hope to die, or if Jesus comes before I die, as a full-time minister. I hope never to do business in my life. Ever. I hope never to have a fishing trawler or a canoe or a farm. I hope never to do business. Yes. Because I don't want to have this. I'm not a businessman. My aim is not to make profit or money. I receive money when I have it. But that is not what I'm here for. If I really want money that I shouldn't use, I can earn $2 million a year as a doctor specialist in America. If I super specialize, by the time I'm 70, I would have been finished the specialization. And then I can earn almost $2 million. You start earning about $500,000, then it can go to $1 million, and it can go up to $2 million a year. If you are super, super specialist and you are experienced working for years, that would be after about 25 years of medical, whatever. And you cannot use the money to, because you must go back to work and really use it. When you buy television, to be in the box. It's true. That's what they earn. They earn it, but they can't use it. Wow. But we are blessed. Amen. We are blessed to serve the Lord. And then the next one is what? Be happy in full-time ministry. Those who are in full-time ministry, are they happy? Do they look happy? Yeah. You know, there is Misha in the church. Recently, I went somewhere. And I went to one of our offices, and the people there were happy. They said, "Oh, we are happy. We are so happy to be here. We are happy in the work." But I see the people who were talking, they have worked elsewhere in the secular world. They are not happy to go to that work. But we are happy to go to the church to work. Is it not a blessing? Somebody said to me, he said, every day I go to work at the bank. But the one day that I travel to go and do the church work on Sunday is the only day that I'm happy to go. Yeah. What a blessing. How many are happy to come to church? Do you feel sad when they say, let's go to church? I was glad when they said, let's go. You will never believe that it's possible. You'll never know that it's true till it happens to you. Charlie, working for Pharaoh is not a small thing. No. When you get there, you see that only unbelievers are there. Oppression. Bosses, pressure. This one likes this. This one doesn't like this. This one says this. In favor of this. This one says this. This one has time. Hey! What type of place is this? Politics. This one is a relative of the owner. This one is a this of this. This one is the uncle. This one is the hey. Very, very complex. Be happy. What does the scripture say? Be happy and what scripture is it? Rejoicing, eh? Joyously. Colossians 1 what? Joyously. Everybody say joyously.
Joyously.
Are you ready to be joyous in the house of the Lord? Yeah. May you have a job that you are very happy on Mondays. Very happy on Tuesdays. Very happy on Wednesdays. Very happy on Thursdays. Very happy on Fridays. Very happy on Saturdays. Very happy on Sundays. Very happy when you are on leave. Very happy when you are coming back from leave. Hey! In Jesus' name. I feel God is going to give it to you. You are receiving the anointing. You are becoming wiser. In Jesus' name. Number 13. Be thankful. Always say, oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for this opportunity. That should be one of your favorite prayers. Thank you for this opportunity. When you enter this, oh, Lord, thank you for this opportunity. When it comes, oh, thank you for this opportunity. Giving thanks. Always say thank you. Tell somebody, say thank you. Number 14. Do not lose heart. Since we have received this ministry, we do not lose heart. Don't lose heart. Number 15. Renounce the hidden things of dishonesty. Amen. Wow. Number 16. Do not be crafty when you get the anointing. Don't use the anointing for money. I feel a presence here. Last week, somebody sowed a seed in my life of 1,200 cedis. And the person received a contract of 1.2 million cedis. I don't know why. Whenever somebody sows into my life, it's multiplied by 1,000. I don't know why. I don't know why it's multiplied by 1,000. But that is what I've seen. Tonight, as we receive the offering, there are two options that are before you. Number one, you can present the offering to the church and receive a receipt. Or you can bring it to me and get a blessing. Choose this day which one you want, a receipt or a blessing. But I don't know why when people choose to sow in my life, they receive 1,000 times. This evening, as you take out your offering, decide whether you want a receipt or a blessing. How many here want a blessing tonight? If you want a blessing, write on the envelope to my papa, the bishop. For a 1,000-fold return. I don't know why. Somebody brought a car to my house last week Friday. A BMW 5 Series, brand new with rubbers and everything. The next day, he received a call from London. A contract for 2.4 million pounds. I don't know why it happens that way. I said, I don't know why it happens that way. Those who sow in my life, I don't know why. Yeah. Because the value of the car was $80,000 and 80,000 cedis dollars, but 2.4 million pounds times 6 is almost 80. So it's like a kind of multiple. I don't know why God chooses to multiply. He's got him to use a mathematical calculation. I don't know why. Tonight, it's receipt on the left, blessings on the right. Take it today, whatever you choose. Prepare your envelopes right now. Where is my secretary to receive my personal offerings on the right for a blessing? And the church one is on the left for a receipt. Wow. Don't be crafty. Don't cheat in exams. Now that you are anointed. Wow. You know why? Because if you steal small, anointing brings money. Anointing. It draws money. Yeah. Sometimes people will be bringing me offerings. And I'll see people around me need money. They won't give any to them. I'll say, oh, rather give it to this person. Wouldn't give them anything. And they give me, I say, I don't need it. I say, I know. I want anointing, trust me. So if you don't know how to handle small, small amounts, when the big one comes, you will be a big thief. Yeah, you'll be a big thief of money, church money. A lot of people steal church money. It's a curse. Yeah. One person stole our offering and took the offering to what is the place called? What is the name of that place in town where New Plan Station? And went mad there. Yeah. He went mad at the station. Took our offering after sharing the money. He was sharing the money and went mad. Yeah. He was sharing the money around. A lot of people surrounded him, he was sharing the money and went mad. Watch out. Tell your neighbor, are you crafty? Number 17. Since we have this ministry, do not adulterate the word of God. Number 18. Command yourself to the conscience of men. Number 19. Commend yourself to God. Number 20. Make sure the gospel is not hidden because of us. Amen. Yeah. Don't hide your gospel from the 1,000 people that I told you about that were supposed to be blessed by your ministry. Amen. All right. Is the gospel going to be hidden because of you? The gospel was given to you, then it was hidden. When it reached yours, then you hid it. Supposing they were passing around the cure for Ebola virus. Pass it on. When it got to you, you put it in your hand. Wow. Stand to your feet and ask God to help you to walk worthy of the calling. Each of these statements is a dark saying. You have to think about it. Yeah. Lift your hand and ask the Lord for a moment. Lou.
pray, pray. Marandolora, bidi, 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 bidi. Marama, mama, 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 mama. Hey, Marandoloro, Marandele, bidi, bidi, bidi. Hey, Karabaya, mama, 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 mama. Iya, mandele, bidi. Molora, kadaya, madaya, madaya, madaya. Iya, Marandolore, bidi, 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 bidi. Aya, mama, 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 mandele, bidi, bidi. Aya, bolore, bidi, bidi, marama, mama, mama, mama. I am a little bit of a pray, pray, pray. Mandoro Bodoboa. Hey, I'm a little bit of a Ramama. Manda Rabaya Bedebe. Icarabaya Malore Bedebe. I am a Randa Rabaya Marama Marama. Hey, I'm a mama, 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 mama. Hey, I'm a little bit of a little bit of a little bit. Mama, 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 hey, pray, 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 Marandolore, bedebe, yamara, mama, 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 yama, bedebe, 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 ikayamara, mama, 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 ayamara, dadaba, yamalore, bede, yamare, bede, ikayamolore, bedebe, yamara, mama, mama, mama. Father, we thank you for the grace to walk worthy of this precious anointing in Jesus' name. Why don't you give the Lord a shout of praise? Hallelujah.
God bless you for listening to this message. Visit www.daghewardmills.org today for more audio and video messages, information on upcoming events, and so much more. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast to receive new messages every single day. And remember, God has not given you the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind.